With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for the past two decades: we must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures entitled A Benevolent Lifestyle Benefits the Planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
It's all really not worth it. It's all really a degrading choice to eat meat. We can't bargain. We can't say, well, let's take it easy. We probably have a better idea, a better plan than be vegan. What better plan? What better plan? Even if we have better plan, suppose we have better plan, should we choose it? Should we choose a better plan than vegan, which save billions of lives, save the animals, save our children, save our planet? Should we choose a second plan, a plan B? There is no plan B. Even if there is a plan B, it's not humane to choose a plan in disregarding the suffering of our own kind, of other beings on this planet, and of the danger that we're facing, the climate change, which will easily destroy the whole planet. And, you know, probably all or most of the beings on this planet. The only reason our planet is still hanging in there, because of some virtuous people. Not necessarily my disciples alone, not necessarily. The people who practice virtues, the people who follow the footsteps of Christ, of Mahavira, of Guru Nanak, of the Buddha, of Prophet Muhammad, the footsteps of the way of loving kindness, of benevolence, compassion. That's the only footstep we should follow. There's no other alternative. Can you see? Yes? No plan B. And I even told him we don't have time even to bargain. We have only a few more years. We don't do it, that's that. So I thank all of you for all your little or big effort to do it together. I'm really grateful, yes. Of course, you're saving your planet as well. But I am grateful for your noble intention, yes, for your extra strength to go an extra mile to help others and help ourselves. I guess many of us could not care whether we die tomorrow, because we are assured by our own inner vision and practice, intuition as well, that we are going somewhere great and glorious, even if we shed this physical cover of the soul. I'm sure many of us will not care if we live or we die, because we know it's all up to the providence and up to the way we live our life. It's not how we die, it's how we live. It's not when we die, it's up to the moment of death, what have we done with our life that we didn't waste it, that we've been a useful tool of God for others. That is the true meaning of living a good life. Good life is not always having a lot of money, big house, big car or anything. Good life is we face ourselves every day in the mirror, knowing that we are all right, knowing that we're doing our best for others. So it's not because we care that we die or not die that we do all this. Just that, it's just a proper thing to do, to remind each other that we have to be noble, benevolent, and good.
또 채식의 중요성에 대해서 국가기관과 공공단체를 다니면서 특강을 하고 있습니다. 질문을 드리겠습니다. 저자께서는 동물들과 많은 교감을 나누면서 책을 세 권 저술을 하셨는데 지금 이 시대에 지구 안보에 있어서 가장 심각한 문제인 온난화에 대해서 동물들이 우리 인류에게 전하는 메시지를 들어보셨는지요? 들어보셨다면 어떠한 내용이었는지 말씀해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
Kamsahamnida, Commissioner Kim. Thank you for your good wishes and your vegan leadership. You truly assist your country through your kind-hearted efforts on behalf of the animals. Concerning the animals' message, yes, they have a message for us. It is the same message as that of past and present enlightened people since time immemorial. And that is, instead of killing fellow humans and animals and destroying the environment, we are to retain our noble human quality, love, compassion, and benevolence. We must live up to the principles of nonviolence and forgiveness. The animals witness the climate catastrophe that is occurring around the world, which, besides contributing on a physical level to global warming, reflects the retribution from our harmful actions toward one another. However, despite the cruelty and unbearable suffering that they undergo at the hands of humans, the animals forgive all the time. With their pure heart, the animals are more closely connected with their great inner selves and do not fear death the way we humans do. The animals only worry for the loss of humans' noble qualities and wish for the killing to stop, so that humanity itself can be saved. So please, sir, continue doing what you're doing by informing all the people of how we can best honor the animals' love by stopping the killing and turn away from the meat. by adopting the vegetarian diet, and our soul will be saved, and so will be the planet.
At this time, have many more spiritual blessing lines been lengthened that Earth is no longer in such a precarious situation? Could Master help us understand how lengthening, thickening, and joining the SBLs help protect Earth's inhabitants better? Does it help to dissolve some of the negativity and afford us more physical time to help the planet? Thank you, Master.
Yeah, it's like that. It just keep the negative destruction pattern on hold for a longer time, just help to hold the planet in balance to buy time, you see? But Earthling must change to a more benevolent lifestyle, must be more grateful for all the blessing they get, and refilling their blessing power so that all we want, like peace, harmony, safety, and plentiful for the whole planet inhabitants will come true. Because to be a human is very precious already, very lucky already. And if you are famous, then you must know that in the past life you have earned so much spiritual point. And if you are beautiful or handsome, then you know in the past life you have plenty of spiritual merit. And now, in order to continue to keep this status and more spiritual elevation, we have to refill our bank account, yes, by being more benevolent, by being loving and kind, and by praying or practicing meditation, and avail ourselves of all the blessing that we can get from the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the plants, the animals, the wild animals, the pet animals, etc., etc. Everything bless us, mountain, forest, trees, river, oceans. We have blessing all the time. We are the master of the universe. All are blessing us. So we should behave the way a master should behave. Then we get more and more blessing and support from everyone and everything all the time. It's not like we will have less support if we don't behave. It's just we don't get as much support and blessing when we do not behave as a master. We obstruct ourselves by our bad habits, undesirable, unbenevolence quality, okay? The more benevolence, the more virtuous, the more noble, the more blessing we can absorb and assimilate, and the more elevate we are spiritually.
ここでマスターに質問できることをとても光栄と思っています。東洋の伝統医学と伝統文化の中で風水という考え方があります。それは自然界のエネルギーが人体の健康や運勢に大きな影響を与えることという考え方です。ただし、自分の臨床の中とかいろんな患者さんのと関わりの中、一つ気づいたことは人間の体の人体のエネルギー、逆にその自然界のエネルギーにも大きな影響を与えることがあると考えている。例えば、脳血管の病気、東洋医学の中で体の中の台風と呼ばれています。また例えば、癌は体の中の火事。そして例えば、糖尿病は体の中の大洪水という考え方です。つまり、そのような患者さんの生活習慣、そして食べ物の、によって、そのような患者さん増えれば増えるほど、自然界の、そういう災難、そのような災難も増えていくという考え方は、よろしいかどうか、ちょっとマスターに、尋ねしたいです。
Doctor, luckily, we don't have that many patients yet, even if that concept is correct. It is true that we are related to the great cosmos in some ways, but not to the extent as you have mentioned. And luckily, we don't have as many patients as I have mentioned. However, you're right at some point, because our lifestyle affects our environment. And if we are doing something that is not correct to our microcosmos, that means our body, then of course it will also affect a little the macrocosmos, that is the universe. But we affect more or less, it depends on the degree of our bad deeds or good deeds. So luckily the patient, maybe even if he influenced the environment, it's just a little around him. Like his life will be turbulent, like a typhoon around his life or in his surrounding. But it might not cause as a great upheaval to the planet. But still, because the human are in great number now, so if all of us are not doing good things and not abiding by heavenly rule, actually feng shui, it's just a corner, one of the detail of the universal concept, a universal rule and regulation. So the solution for us to affect the environment in a positive way is that we have to do positive things. We have to do good deeds so that our body also become well, protected and healthy, because the good consequence of a good action in life. So in this urgent situation of our planet, a vegetarian diet can save the world through the elevating good karmic consequences and benevolent energy from the compassionate good lifestyle, and through saving great amount of earth's resource and energy and food to feed the hungry, etc., etc., and also will minimize war or eliminate war altogether. Thank you for being a conscientious doctor who advocate this moral, virtuous, life-saving vegetarian diet. God bless you. May you live long to help more patients to understand the consequence, the relation between our individual body, mind, to the environment around us, and how to take care of their health from the root cause, that is to be loving and kind to all beings, including animals, and choose only benevolent food choices and live a virtuous life. I pray day and night that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. That's very simple. We are that. We are compassion. We are merciful. We are caring. So we just have been cheated. We have been misinformed up to now. So we did not know it. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures, bringing tranquility to humans and animals alike. The inner peace that comes from replacing killing with respect for all life will spread like a wave across the globe, elevate human hearts, and create a harmonious Eden on Earth. That will bring us all to a lasting golden era.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Gracious viewers, thank you for your heartfelt presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with a joyous weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.